Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever it is, wherever you are. This is Mind Changers Podcast. I am your old pal, Rob, and welcome back. Happy New Year to you. It's a little bit late in the year to say that already, 17 days in or so, about to be 18 days in. And I find myself in a different part of the world applying my trade, so I thought I'd take a few minutes and share a little bit of some of the things that have been going on in development of what I intend to do in my world, so to speak. And the title of this will be a comprehensive guide to taking action to improve your life. You know, there are a lot of self-help folks out there and a lot of people who do well for themselves, being these self-help kind of folks who really what they do is it motivates you to buy their particular book or their particular thing. No cost here. So it's never that. But a lot of them do this stuff because that's what they think they need to do to make money, which, you know, hey, cool for you if that's what you need to do. But for me, I like to share information. And I think, you know, I don't care for the gatekeeping. So anyway, a comprehensive guide to taking action to improve your life. Because all of the talk, all of the motivation, motivation is trash. We know this is true. But discipline is the way to go. So let's get into it. Life is a journey, and it's marked by constant change and challenges, right? It's a dynamic landscape, and the power to shape our destiny, it absolutely hangs out inside of us. It is an inside job, right? Taking action to improve one's life cannot just be a desire, but a fundamental human instinct that not everybody has, unfortunately. Now, we're going to explore a little bit of that, some of the aspects of personal development and insights and strategies and some practical tips to empower you on your journey toward a more fulfilling and enriching life, I hope, because that's what I want for you and I want for myself as well. You need to understand the need for change, right? So before you take off and before you get into the arena of self-improvement, you need to look inward and figure out the reasons behind the desire for change. It doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter what they are. If it's a good thing, if it's a wise idea to change, then you know you will have reasons at your fingertips. The deeper you have to dig, you know, the more complex the change needs to be. And whether it's dissatisfaction or the need for purpose or a need for growth, or catching the motives is the first step. The reason is, you know, finding your why is the first step, right? So we'll talk a little bit about that. And so psychology of change is a different scenario, right? So you have to be able to highlight the significance of self-awareness and the catalysts that trigger the pursuit of improvement. So when we talk about talk about change, a lot of times we talk about change management from a perspective of an agency or a company or something like that. So, you know, I'm a change management guru or any of those kinds of things. But the fact is, there's a principle that is mine. It's the seven C's of culture change. And this is a change management sort of a guideline, right? So it's a call to action. It's the creation of a coalition. So you agree with yourself. Communicate clearly and constantly. Cut your losses. Commit to consistency. Create and celebrate ownership and craft your culture, right? Those are the seven C's of culture change. We'll talk a little bit about those in the next one. But this is also true for you. And so when we talk about these things, we talk about understanding the need for change. Psychologically, those little steps that you make every day will start to start to show up as real change. And if that's what, if change is what you want, then that is certainly the way to do it. But if you don't understand the need, then you have to look deeply and figure out, why do I want to change and what do I want to change into? Once you determine that, you can set clear goals. Goal setting is the compass that directs the actions toward a purposeful life. And everyone's life needs purpose. Everyone needs a reason to live, right? A purpose to live. A lot of people are just sort of knocking around, without a purpose, without any challenge. And this kind of digs in a little bit to the idea that we need to make things a little bit more challenging. We need to do hard shit more often, because things have gotten so easy. We've gotten so soft. And some things are hard, but they're only hard because you don't know by perspective what difficult is. I mean, especially if you're an American. And as an American, I know how good we have it. And I also know there's a lot of room for improvement, right? So there's an acronym in all these places, including part of my business, that's called SMART. Criteria. So specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound, right? So if you're going to talk about a goal, I'm going to say, well, I want to lose weight. Well, that's not a goal. That's not a SMART goal. What you want is, I need to lose 10 pounds a month for the next 3 months, and that's going to be my goal. So if I make it the first month, I've reached my goal for the first month, second month, third month, so on and so forth. And so practically, what you need to do is make sure that when you've decided to change, you're making an effort towards setting the goal to do that. And so that's the point of setting clear goals and making that happen, making that a reality, right? The next thing that you need to do is overcome procrastination. And I'm the worst possible person to talk about that, but it's a struggle. It truly is. And it's a common impediment on a path to self-improvement. The psychological roots and mechanisms and consequences are crucial, and understanding them are crucial for overcoming this issue. Time management, breaking tasks into smaller steps. You can only eat an elephant one bite at a time, So you cultivate a proactive mindset, and you dig into that to empower yourself and those around you in the battle against procrastination. Because if you can be an example for somebody else, if you can do it immediately, that's one of the things that I have to do. If something needs done, if I have time, I stop and do it immediately, or immediately when I find time to do it. That's a challenge, right? That's a big deal, but it's something that has worked so inherently well for me that I don't come off it. Okay. So that's important. But it's just as important in earnest is developing positive habits. There are plenty of books on habits, 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, Atomic Habits, all these kinds of things that are out there, that habits shape our daily lives and consequently our long-term outcomes. What we are just an amalgamation of the things that we've chosen to do. So we talk about some of the habit formations that things that bring in things that help us form habits, and just either it's a dopamine release from the from a fun activity, or it's a from going out to have drinks with your friends or any of that kind of stuff, or you things you eat right or things you don't eat right, whatever. I mean, there's a million things that cause us to form these habits. Triggers and rewards, habit loops, habit stacking. That's all. These things are ways to change your habits from the ones that you're into. So if you are a go to sleep late kind of person and get up late kind of person, and you would be more effective in the long run getting up early, then you have to develop a routine at night to get you through to that point. Or if you're a person in the morning who wakes up very early, develop a routine to get up really early and go do things before anybody else, make that time your own. For those of you who do the revenge procrastination thing, I'm one of those people where I want a little bit of control over my life, but my life doesn't let me have enough control. I stay up late to do that. Change that habit. Something as simple as changing that from going to bed early and getting up early. and taking control from that point. Imagine how quickly, over the course of maybe 14 to 21 days, you know, you will be waking up early. You'll be doing all of these positive things for you, getting some sunlight in your eyes and getting outside and doing some of these things maybe that, that are going to physically benefit you as well as mentally. Right. So that's the delve in that you want for positive habits. You know, and once you've started on that path, you can begin to cultivate a growth mindset. And it's a growth mindset is the bedrock, foundation of a continuous improvement, a continuously improving person, right? And, you know, there's no strive toward perfection. Perfection is unreachable. However, we talk about fixed versus growth mindsets a little bit. We'll talk about how beliefs about, you know, what you do and even your self-talk, which is, you know, in the next bit is, listen, you have to grow every day. You have to learn more every day, even up until your, you know, until the end of your journey on earth, you know, stopping learning. If you stop learning, you stop living. And if you stop living, you're just, the time is going by anyway, right? So you get into things that interest you, do those things, and damn the judgments. Don't worry about the judgments. Don't worry about anything. But the things that you want to do and the things that will make you, things that will get you the rewards that you're hoping for. Embracing challenges, learning from failures. These are things that are provided for you from the universe, from God, from all of this stuff to guide us toward a mindset conducive to personal development. And so when we talk about well-being and the prioritization of self-care, sometimes we get that mentality of, oh, I'll sleep when I'm dead, or I'm, you know, I can do it. I'll just keep pushing, or, you know, I'll stay up all night and then, you know, whatever. All of these things are negative because that doesn't help you. So we talk about, to talk about self-care and exploring mental and physical and emotional well-being is essentially what helps you create strategies for stress management, strategies for mindfulness, and the creation of a holistic self-care routine, right? Because whatever it means for you, I mean, I you can listen to a million people talk about all of these things. You can listen to, you know, Andrew Huberman, or you can listen to Peter Attia, or you can listen to any one of these, you know, fine and high educated individuals and get the tactical routine down to what it is that you want. But the ultimate goal is to help you achieve balance and resilience in the face of life's challenges. And so in order to do that, you have to have yourself healthy first. You can't look after your, you know, those around you without being healthy first. It's the same on an airplane. You don't put your mask on, put your mask on first so you can help the people around you if they need it, or your favorite child, or, you know, your least favorite child, whatever that means to you. So that's how you know, that's the critical portion of that. A critical part of that is to say, you know, I'm prioritizing self-care and my own well-being. If that means eating better, if that means exercise, whatever it means for you, prioritize that shit. It is critical, absolutely critical. And so while we're on the subject of criticality, building meaningful relationships in human connection is a fundamental aspect of a fulfilling life. The Harvard Loneliness Study, the biggest problem that people had in all age groups all the time was the people who were in a community of people lived the longest and the healthiest and the best. And that cannot be stated enough. You can't do it alone. You know, we talk about effective communication and we'll talk about empathy and conflict resolution. That's good. That's how you manage relationships, right? You know, fostering connections that contribute positively to personal growth and well-being are what building meaningful relationships are for. And this one's for the fellas. Gentlemen, you know that the women in your life stick together and they very often and they like each other or they tolerate each other and they commiserate with one another. There's a good chance you probably don't. And the reason that men lead in suicides, the reasons that men, are sicker and die sooner, is because they don't have anyone, first of all, to hold them accountable external to their own existence, and they can't. We've been fooled into believing we can't, as men, show emotion and be that person. That you cannot be raw. If you can't be raw with somebody, they're not your friend. If you can't be who you are with somebody, they're not your friend. They're just taking up space. But you have to have somebody in those positions. Men need people too. Men need a group. So this is just as important for women as it is for men. But women seem to be better at it, than men are. And this macho pride bullshit is just 100% bona fide bullshit. It doesn't make any sense. And it doesn't work, to be honest. So if you want to live longer, aside from eating well and exercising and supplementing where you are short on, on your health, build some relationships with people. Doesn't matter if it's the, crusty old men down at the hardware store, or you go, you go to a particular bar, or you join a softball league, whatever it is. It doesn't really make a difference. Be around other people and learn to be around other people. The next thing, as I said, learning is a critical, loving learning is a lifelong process, and acquiring new skills enhances personal and professional development as well. So we talk a little bit about, in talking a little bit about the continuous learning and offering guidance and even teaching in some ways. If you've spent a lot of time doing a certain thing, find a way that you like that thing, find a way for yourself to teach it, right? Set up a personalized learning plan, leverage your online resources. You're listening on the network that has attached to it every iota of human history that we can recall, every significant event, everything is right here at your fingertips. Feel free to learn. Leveraging online resources, as I said, is a critical step to adapting in an ever evolving world. So we talk about some of that stuff, and we have talked about some of that stuff before, but something we miss is financial well-being. It is an integral component of a secure and satisfying life. You'll hear these rich people talk, well, money's not everything, unless you don't have any, unless you need it constantly, unless there's a panic, unless their children under poverty, in conditions of poverty, are often have a lot of mental issues that you can tie right to poverty for environmental issues or what have you. So definitely, it is critical to discuss the importance of financial literacy, budgeting, long-term planning, think practically about saving and investing, navigate financial challenges, save money to the degree that you can, but don't be afraid to invest, assess your risk tolerance and empower yourself to take control of your economic destiny, because boy, oh boy, nothing could be more important than that, especially now. And, I'd like to talk just for a second, though, about we won't be able to buy a house, and you were able to buy a house, back in the day and all that. Look, we were just as broke back then. We were pinching pennies back then. But here's the thing. You're not going to find cheap houses in every single place you want to live. You're going to have to go where the houses are. The houses aren't coming to you. The market's not going to fall off just because, you virtue signal on the internet and you're mad about it. It doesn't matter. What matters is, where can I be happy? What can I do, and where can I be happy, right? You have to take control of your financial destiny, because it will take control of you if you do not. And the last thing that I'll touch on here for you is the embracing of change and resilience. Change is inevitable, and resilience is the key to navigating life's uncertainties. We talk about change a little bit. We have for a long time here. And I talk about it from the standpoint of growth as an individual and the embracing of change is one of those things that gets difficult sometimes because we don't want the change to come, or it's a change that we never asked for, or it's a change that we didn't necessarily like, but we're going to make anyway, that will be made without us. And so you offer insights, you try to dig in to find insights to adapt into new circumstances, and you embrace uncertainty, embrace the suck, as they say in the military, and develop resilience. Because resilience, friends, believe it or not, is the key to your future success. It's not how hard you get hit, it's how hard you get hit and how easily you can get back up again. That's the long and short of it, right? Practical strategies for building resilience are all over the place. And what resilience means to you, you don't have to be a turn the other cheek kind of person. That's not the resilience I'm talking about. But you do have to be a person that is able to take that punch and still function, right? And whether that punch is financial or emotional or whatever it is, you have to be able to take that and keep your head or keep your wits about you. And that is one of the things that's going to help you through every one of life's transitions, big or small, right? At the end of it all, taking action to improve your life is a transformative journey that requires dedication, self-reflection, and continuous effort. We talked about various aspects of personal development, from understanding the need for change to embracing resilience in the face of challenges. Empowered with knowledge and practical strategies, you can embark on a path of self-discovery and growth that shapes a life that aligns with your values, your aspirations, and your potential. Remember, please, folks, remember that the power to improve, the power to get better, the power to grow lies within you. It is all an inside job, every bit of it, and it is waiting to be unleashed through intention and consistent action. You have to be intentional about the things that you do and the ways that you do it, because if you don't, if you are not, the muse will run roughshod over you and you'll be stuck here because your brain wants to keep you in a place it understands. Your brain only has inputs. It lives in the dark and it figures things out. So, and it figures things out through your stimuli and through your experience and through what you can see and hear and smell and taste and all that. It's there for you to keep you stuck in a spot. And so you don't want that. You want to be able to evolve. You want to be able to grow out of that. You want to be able to own your own power and move forward. So I hope that you can do that. And I hope that I've helped just a little bit today. If so, 3goodthingspod@gmail, reach out to me if you can, if you want to, whatever it is, Coach Rob V at Gmail as well. And I'm out there on the socials, all that kind of stuff. That's it for today. Thank you very much for your time. I appreciate each and every one of you, boys and girls, cats and kittens, friends all across the fruited plain and around the big blue marble. Thank you very much for joining me here on the Mind Changers podcast, and have yourself a good day, a good tomorrow, and be excellent to each other. Bye-bye.